Washington, D.C. is expected to join four states in prohibiting companies from asking job applicants up front if they have a criminal record. It's part of a movement called Ban the Box. That's a reference to a box on a job application. You're supposed to check it if you've ever been convicted of a crime. Critics of that box say it prevents ex-cons from getting a fair shot. Employers say they don't want to take the risk of not knowing. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Cherie Phelps-Eel is 51 years old. An ex-con, she went to prison twice for felony assault, fighting with other women. Now, Phelps-Eel says she's trying to get her life in order. She's applied for lots of jobs around Washington, D.C., at hotels, retail stores, and a local sports club chain.
They needed a housekeeper, beauty salons, they needed housekeeping, but none of them called me back. That's the only thing I could think of is the box.
Which is pretty ironic, she says, because in prison she got all this training on how to re-enter society and become a productive, law-abiding citizen, how to do her resume and apply for jobs, even how to dress for an interview. She says it makes no sense.
Just ban the box. Give us a chance to go in, have an interview, sell ourselves, let the person know who we are, because they're missing out on a lot of good workers.
Which is why advocates are pushing the new laws. They say millions of Americans have criminal records and many can't even get a foot in the door. Like 27-year-old Sherman Justice, when he got out of prison 2 years ago after serving time for robbery and drug trafficking.
It was hard for me. Like, I didn't just get a job off top when I first got out. It was hard and almost hung around the wrong people again. And I made a conscious decision, like, this is not what I want to do.
He finally landed a job with a D.C. advocacy group, the National Coalition on Black Civic Participation. But many ex-cons get frustrated instead and return to a life of crime.
About 50% of returning citizens do reenter the criminal justice system.
Ari Weisbart is with the D.C. Employment Justice Center. He says jobs are the best antidote to recidivism.
Anything that we can do to lower that is going to both be better for overall costs and lowering the costs of imprisoning all of these people, and of course, better for the victims of those crimes.
Not to mention the ex-offenders themselves, who Weisbart notes are disproportionately Black males. He points out that under the new laws, sensitive jobs like child care are still protected, and employers can still check an applicant's criminal record just later on in the hiring process. In D.C., that would be after an employer has made a preliminary job offer.
And that's pretty far down the road for a small business owner, you know, that might only have 5 or 10 employees and needs somebody in there now.
Elizabeth Melito is with the National Federation of Independent Business. She says small businesses can't afford a long hiring process, especially if they know that someone's criminal record is relevant. She gives the example of a plumber who sends his workers into customers' homes.
They're, you know, very concerned about sending anyone in that may have a conviction, a recent conviction, say, for theft, burglary. And certainly, you know, physical issues, too.
She thinks the new laws will discourage hiring.
Employers have a right to know.
Christine Kanin agrees. She runs Hire Image, a background screening firm. She says many of her clients do hire ex-offenders, but they want them to be honest about it up front because it's an important factor in the hiring decision.
It shows certain characteristics of a person. Are they going to be able to listen to authority? Are they going to be able to be trusted? And, you know, there's a lot of businesses out there that are accepting credit cards, and so someone's had credit card fraud. I mean, someone should know about that.
Still, banning the box is increasingly popular. Big chains like Walmart and Target have already eliminated the criminal history question, and advocates hope to expand the campaign to other areas like housing, where ex-offenders are also excluded. Former prisoner Sherman Justice says barriers to reentry are everywhere. Last year, he was invited to a White House event for his job on civil rights, but that morning, as he was preparing to go, he got a call.
And I sat on the edge of the bed and, you know, me and the tears start coming in.
He wouldn't be going after all. With his felony record, he hadn't passed the security check. Pam Fessler, NPR News.